I am very pleased to come here to speak to you.
Yes?
How do you do?
How do you do?
It is great pleasure for me to come here and talk with you. I hope you can understand that which I say.
Yes?
Recently, you were discussing me, and you, in consequence, it gives me a very great pleasure to come and talk to you.
Yes?
Gandhi. I am Gandhi.
Gandhi? Oh, Gandhi, eh?
You are very sweet, your son. Very sweet.
I think I listened to conversation with your friends.
Yes?
Mr. and Mrs. Cotton-Shaw.
Oh, yes.
They are very interested in my work. My
I know. Office. I know they are.
They were very interested in
yes.
them because they have such desire to assist the people of your world to greater knowledge and greater realization and understanding of God's purpose for this teacher.
Yes.
You also have similar belief, similar interest
yes.
in God, because it gives to me great happiness to be able to speak to you today on this point. I understand how anxious you are to serve God, to serve the children of the earth, to bring to them enlightenment concerning these truths which are universal.
Yes.
We are conscious on this side of the great need for realization of God's will and purpose. And you are the disciples, like Mr. and Mrs. Cotton-Shaw, you are disciples in as much that you strive to infiltrate into the minds of the people of earth these truths which are the foundation of all religion. There are many religions in the world which bring great confusion and often great distress to the lives of humanity. There are many barriers that have been created by man's foolishness and ignorance because of his willfulness and his desire for personal position, personal and also national pride, until man realizes they are all of the one family, that there is only one religion, universal religion, which is truth. Man himself has created values in his ignorance and his desire for personal advancement, and because he considers that his knowledge is perfect, whereas other people's knowledge is imperfect, whereas his religion is the only true religion, and other religions are false. There are only one truth that is the foundation of all religions. In essence, man has built around his barrier religion many falsehoods, many creeds, many dogmas, and in consequence there is between not only religion but between nations great differences of opinions, great differences in such a way that it creates unhappiness for many people. In the world there is great poverty, and oftentimes the poverty is due, and not only to ignorance, but also due to personal pride, personal desire for the individual who is in the position to suppress. Often religion, unconsciously perhaps sometimes, is at the back of a great deal of the world's unhappiness. Religion becomes strong and grew thinkers create for themselves great mass of wealth, which is used not for the poor, not for the underfed, not for the downtrodden, but for the personal aggrandizement of a few, not only outside religion but inside it. There is great strength in religion, often there is the greatest weakness. Those religions who amass great wealth are of times far removed from the truth. I have seen this in so many different ways. When I was on your side, and since I have been here, I have seen through the hearts, into the hearts of many of these people who are in so-called high places, in high positions, and they are not concerned with the good of humanity. They are concerned with their personal pride, their personal idea of what they consider to be truth, and oftentimes they are far from truth. It is our desire, all of we who come, that we shall in time break down the ties that man has created in his foolishness. I am very concerned that you and others like you should be the propagators of this great revelation, which is so essential to the happiness and the welfare of the world. Today, you will stand on the bridge, as it were, of destruction. Any time that bridge, which in itself is so unreliable that it is doubtful if it will sustain the weight that is placed upon it, because man himself, unconsciously and in some ways consciously, has brought into being such a condition of confusion, such a condition of hatred and intolerance. There is so much intolerance that is placed upon the world through man's foolishness. Unless something is done very soon, I can see that the weight of man's foolishness and ignorance, combined with his lack of spirituality, will destroy the very bridge that enables man to reach in safety, to be sure of peace and happiness. We of this life for a long time have chosen to build between our world and yours a bridge whereby man could climb to heights and find that peace which your world could not give. We know that it is only in this truth, only in this realization of communication between the so-called dead and the living, that lies the salvation of your world. All history repeats itself. History shows the very foundation of man's happiness is in the knowledge and the realization of the life that is to come. The earth life is but the training ground. It is but the school in which man must learn the lesson, which will in consequence give him the opportunity to inherit the kingdom of the living Father. There is so much ignorance in the world, so few are students, so few are prepared to learn, so many are selfish and willful and foolish in the extreme. You, my children, are prepared to be good students. You are prepared to love, but there are many, many souls who are not prepared to learn, who are not prepared in any shape or form to make any sacrifice. Those who would serve God must be prepared to sacrifice if necessary themselves, and there are few who are prepared to sacrifice. In all the religious organizations that you've done them, in all the creeds that you have, in all the different nationalities, there are here and there good souls who are sincere, but unfortunately many can only conceive truth from their own limited, narrow aspects. They are not prepared to have their mind open and to be free to receive inspiration They accept that only which they have for so long accepted and believed. To them, God's revelation is a closed book. That what they know has been revealed to them, and that only. They do not realize that all through time there have been great prophets, there have been great seers, there have been great teachers, great philosophers, great souls. All these souls have in many instances, if not all instances, sacrificed themselves willingly on the altar of love for thy fellow human being. There are few in the world today who would prepare to sacrifice themselves. To them, their religion is something that gives to them, perhaps, in another sense, a kind of peace. But it is not the real peace. It does not give to them the realization that we strive to give to you. They are often false, even to themselves, and even to that which they profess to believe. It grieves us when we see how in your world there is so much malice, so much hatred, so much intolerance, so much unhappiness, so much fear, so much doubt. Your world is full of fear. Fear in its religious aspect. Fear in its realization that it feels of the things that they know. There is no security in the minds of the masses of people. Even those who profess their particular brand of religion, many of them doubt even that which they express or profess to believe. There is very few people in the world who have truth that can make them free. For the first thing that truth shall do when you have truth is that it gives you a freedom of mind. You are then able to receive more truth and more truth. And that accumulation of truth brings to you a security and a peace of mind that transcends all things. You have no more fear in your heart, and you are then able to battle against the world as you have to resist it. There is much that we want to release man from, above all fear. Life in your world is full of fear. People fear so many things. Why is it today there is so much fear in your world? Because man has not left the path. There is only one real path. It is the path of the spirit. And there are few people who follow that path. There are some who profess it. There are some who endeavor it. But there are few who succeed at it, because they cannot forget themselves. The first lesson one must learn is to forget oneself, to give out in love all that is possible from within yourself, and it shall be returned to you. These things that Christ spoke about, and all the great teachers, all the great philosophers, down through the ages, was that man himself should forget himself, that he in return might find himself. When you lose yourself in a sea of love, then indeed do you find that you lap again the shore. It is as if you cast yourself into the closing power of the eternal sea of love, and you do not become drowned, but you become, as it were, lifted up, buoyed up by it. You are carried by it, and in consequence, your work then begins. And many assure you may be stopped, and you will enable others to find that which you find. Believe me, my friends, I know there is only one way, and it is the way of love. When man forgets himself in love and in faith, then he begins to live. Then he begins to perceive God and his purpose for him. Then you are shown your path and how you can live it, what you can do with it, and how you can enable others to find it also. The first law is to love thy neighbor more than thyself. And in doing this, you begin to live the first time. You begin to breathe the air of freedom, and you find the strength given to you to combat all the evils of your world. Those who have been given the task do God's will. I've always had to learn to forget it then. I, in common with others, was not concerned with health, with clothes, with position, was not concerned with money. And yet it was provided in love by others who saw in me, as they did in other disciples of past ages, they saw a path to God, a path which, in which they could help others to find peace and happiness. There was some in your world that indeed, even today, consider that my desires were for power, and that I had no power only through love over other people. I desired nothing for myself, but were those who said that my interest was not for the good of others, but for myself. There were some who said my motives were political. All these things were not true. I was only concerned with the good of humanity throughout the world, not only my own people. Of course, I had a duty, if I saw it, to my own people, to lift them out of that condition in which they found themselves, to try to better them in a sense, perhaps materially, but nevertheless, my fundamental interest was to better them spiritually. I realized the many differences in my country, among the people, in religion especially. It was a great barrier. Then again, some people considered that I came to found a kind of new religion. This was not true. It was only through my meditation and my prayer, and if I may be allowed to say so much, humility, that I was able to receive the strength and the inspiration to carry on, often against sickness, against your health and difficulties, from which you know nothing. But I say to you, my Jesus, if you will follow in the steps that the great masters and teachers have shown in the past, they could sacrifice much in love for their fellow creatures. You will enable us through you to do a great deal, to alleviate suffering in the hearts of many people who might not expect that we can change the face of the world so soon. This I realize is not possible. No one on this side can anticipate such a wonderful thing. It will take a long time, but we need, like you, disciples here and there who will band together and strive with us to make this a possibility. It is in few who will save the many, my friends. We are very concerned with the world today. It does not get better, it gets worse, much worse. It only needs a touch of a finger to set your world to place. This I do not think needs expressing too strongly. It is obvious there is too much fear in the world. But what is the basis of this fear? Is it for the good of the human race? Because certain people fear another nation? No. It is because they fear the lack or the loss of their own way of life. Because they fear they may lose their power and strength in the world. All these things are based on material motives, not spiritual. They will give to your interpretation that is spiritual on the surface. But when you dig down, you find that the roots are buried deep in the earth, in the dross, material earth. They are not concerned with human beings as such. They are concerned with power. They are concerned with money and investment. They are concerned with the strength of the material, not the spiritual. If we could change the outlook and the thoughts of these people in high places to make them see the true value, that if there is to be peace in the world, there must be harmony, there must be balance. We do not expect in the world that it can exist without material peace. But man is concerned only with material things. He does not consider the spiritual. No one hardly is concerned with spiritual things. It is always property, estate, shares, money, and all the things that consist of the earth. Whether it is this nation or that nation, I do not differentiate between them. I do not advocate one creed, or shall we say, do not advocate one particular political belief beyond another. I see fundamental good in all, but I do see that in the so-called defending of this particular political creed, untold millions of people can be brought to a hasty death, unprepared for new life, full of error in their hearts and in their characters. And that would be disastrous. No one could win such a war, whether it is those who live on earth or those who come here through it. We see only utter destruction, utter desolation, utter unhappiness for those who remain, for those who have been. For there are few who ever come here and are prepared for death. Death is something which in your world is taboo. People are afraid to mention the word. They do not like to think about it. They run away from it. It is something they are afraid of because they know deep down in their heart. But it is a reality that they must face eventually. And they are afraid of it because they are knowing in themselves they are not fully prepared for it. They know so little about it and they are afraid to find out. The fear dominates the heart and mind today. And we know that unless something is done about it, before it is too late, the disastrous consequences are so tremendous that one hardly dare think about it. Your responsibility is great. The more knowledge you receive, the more realization that you have of these things, these truths that give you, the greater is your responsibility. It is not an easy task to set yourself. I assure you, it will not be easy to do this work. Indeed, I know you have found it and have made many sacrifices. But then again, I know you do not mind because you love to serve. It is this love to serve, this desire to serve that matters. In this serving, you find your salvation, as thousands have done in the past. But at this present moment, the most imperative thing at this present moment is how to stay so well from disaster. Because I assure you, there are two great nations in the world who have such fear that in that very fear they can destroy not only themselves, but the rest of the world or much of it. It is this terrible fear, this feeling that you are seeking from the very edge, as it were, the Pacific. And it only needs to touch your finger to push you over. This is something which is so terrible. After you have had such disastrous wars, a man has suffered so intensely, you have thought that he would have learned. But no, he becomes even worse. He makes for himself a living hell, because all the time he thinks only and solely materially. He does not envisage anything in the spiritual sense. Your religious organization, your different religions, do little to alleviate this condition. They sometimes talk about it, how terrible it is, but they uphold the way of life as they see it of that particular nation. As much to say, if the worst comes to the worst, we are justified in defending our way of life. Knowing in their heart there is no evil in their way of life, nevertheless, they say, oh well, it is the worst, lesser of the two evils. And yet, they know the destruction that will come upon the world is such that it is terrible to think about. There is good in all, that I do not deny. In all hearts there is some good. And fundamentally, I suppose that in the hearts of the mass of people, the origin are peace. But they are so doctrined in so many different ways. They are like sheep that are led to slaughter. They are given the idea that they are always right, but oftentimes they are often wrong. This terrible fear, this realization that must eventually come to man, that he cannot live by fear, but only by love. This is our task, this is our responsibility, that we have to give to the world the realization that love conquers all. It is the oldest creed, it is the oldest truth in the world, that it is by love that we conquer, not by hate. The power of love is tremendous, and this power of love makes possible our coming down to you, to converse with you. This power of love gives us the strength to combat the evils of your world. This power of love makes possible for you a new life. For when you depart from yours, you enter into the kingdom of love. And then if you are not ready, because there's not enough love in your heart, then you have to learn to adjust yourself, and you have to work very hard. It is better to know these things than of that. You come here, you are ready, and I will see it now. Be of good.
Can we think about it? No.
Is
he
doing
it though?
Yes. I don't think he will
be able to see it.
I was
trying to. No, it's true. Be of good faith. For as Christ has said, thy faith shall make thee whole.
Excuse me, Mr. Brooks, can I hear speaking of him?
He is Gandhi.
Oh, yes. My wife knew you in India. She was born in India, at Kanchi. She managed you coming from there, yes.
My friend, many people knew me, and I knew many people.
She admired you greatly. Your work is
very early. Thank you very much.
Very much, sir.
But remember, if I do not remember myself, many names.
No, she didn't know you personally, but she used to go and listen to you out there.
I think more and more of the past.
Yes.
In its reflection of the present and the future, the past is like that which is in the mirror. It is the reflection of the reality.
Yes.
The reality is the present and the future that is to come. We do not see at the time our true self when we look into the mirror. Things are reversed of time. We do not see the clarity of the heart.
I think the whole world looks at you for me. Mm-hmm. In written.
The whole world is in great need of leaders. Spiritual leaders. At the present moment, it is being led not by spiritual leaders, but by material ones. And even they, some, are not outside the church, but inside. I do not wish that I would be misunderstood, that I have in my heart any enmity or any ill will that does not exist now at all in my nature. But I do stay, because now I can speak fully and truth, and therefore am not afraid to state what I feel. But I know that until many people, particularly those in high places, in politics and in the church, until they change their heart and their way of thinking, they cannot save your world from destruction. The church has great power to do many things, but it must remember that the Christian church is not the only church. It is not the only faith. It is not the only way. Indeed, the Christian church is small in comparison to the tremendous numbers of people who are outside it. Remember that it is not in a church. It is not in a creed. It is not in a dogma that truth is found. Truth is found only by searching within oneself, as Christ said, and the realization that you are part of a divine plan, that you are part of God's purpose, and that you should forget yourself and then you can begin to serve. Unfortunately, majority of those who proclaim to be leaders have not forgotten themselves, but only remember themselves, and that is why they are in the position that they are in, not because of their merit as spiritual beings, but because of their merit as material ones. And that is the weakness of your world. That is where the strength of your world is diminished. It is not true strength that you have in your world, because your leaders are who they are. Your leaders have risen to high self, not because of spiritual motives or spiritual love for the mass of humanity, but only because they are concerned with material position, material power, substance, the strength of life, the strength of happiness, of joy, strength of knowledge, peace. All the good qualities exist only when you forget them. These people have not forgotten themselves. They have made themselves only because they have striven materially for high things. They have not denied themselves. Oftentimes they have approached high places by graft, if you say, and also by underhanded methods, where they have overcome what they have thought to be obstacles, not concerned with individuals. They are concerned with themselves, and while there is selfishness and intolerance, while there is hatred and malice in the hearts of men, those shall be the men who rise in high places and bring destruction upon the world. The true leaders are the ones of the spirit, the ones of the mind. They are the ones that you should look to for the salvation of the world and the joy and the happiness that you come. I assure you that your salvation lies not in politics, not in politicians, not in people in high places in church and in creed and doctrine, but in true, sincere, honest people who seek not the high places of the world, but only seek God's kingdom and His love for His children. These are the people you shall trust, these who have nothing, who can give you nothing materially, but give you much spiritually. These who deny the world shall save the world. These who have not shall have much, for that kingdom is of God, and that which they amass is in heaven, and that is indestructible. They who amass great fortunes in the world, they who amass great power for themselves and their friends, and bring destruction on the world and unhappiness, these are the people who shall lose everything. Find nothing here. You, my children, do not consider yourselves too much of the things of the earth. Build, as Christ said, your treasures in heaven by your heart and the good deeds that your heart directs you to do, and in love serve His children, and you shall find peace, and in humility you shall find truth, and truth shall give you freedom. Be of good faith, my beloved friend. Be of good faith. I must go.
Thank you very much.
I wish to know my blessings to all people of the earth.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very, very much.